Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Several Secret Service individuals responsible for planning and security for the July 13th rally provided contradictory or incomplete information, some of which ran counter to responses from state and local law enforcement officials and even other Secret Service personnel. Secret Service did not give state or local partners specific instructions for covering the AGR building, including the positioning of local snipers.
We're going to go through some of this report about the big Senate report that came out yesterday after they looked into the first Trump assassination. We're talking about the one where he was actually shot, assassination attempt. There aren't multiple assassinations for one person. The first assassination attempt, which was, as we all know, very close to successful. So the Senate report's out, which I think is really worth paying attention to because Democrats control the Senate. You can't claim it's some sort of Comer Republican committee, you know, Trumpy something or other. It's a bipartisan report out, and as you heard there, it sounds like it's just a serious mess. Let's hear a little more of it.
At 6:11 p.m. on July 13th, Crooks, on top of that AGR building, fired 8 rounds from an AR-15-style rifle. He killed a man named Corey Comparatore and injured 3 others, including the former president. In an interview with the committee, a Secret Service counter-sniper leader was asked, "Did the thought even cross your mind that you should inform someone to keep the protectee, meaning Donald Trump, from going on stage? Or, if he was already on stage, take him back. Did that thought even cross your mind?" The employee said, "The thought did not cross my mind. It was more find out what's happening, figure out what's happening. Can we help? Can we take action?"
And it could well be that that was his job, but that failure, we brought that up the next day, is so astounding to me, and I think to anybody. There's a guy with a gun. We have a guy with a gun. He's on the roof. We have a guy with a gun. And nobody thought, you know, the guy's probably here to shoot old Trump. Maybe we should keep him off the stage. It's just, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't want to get into armchair quarterbacking about things I don't know anything about. But I'm surprised that every Secret Service agent doesn't have the, what we'd call it, agency or given the task of, if you see danger, immediately, you know, the president's got to be moved.
Right.
Or protected or whatever. It's not, I assume other guys are on this, so I'm just going to keep my rifle pointed or something. But, I don't know how it works or how they structure it. If that's not jaw-dropping, listen to this one.
The report continues how Crooks flew a drone 200 yards from the site and used a rangefinder. He flew a drone, no problem, but the Secret Service could not fly a drone, citing technical issues. One operator even called a toll-free number for help. The Secret Service drone operator told the committee he requested additional drone equipment and personnel in the days before the rally. However, these requests were denied at times without explanation.
He called a 1-800 number for information on how to deal with the drone situation.
And it was, like many people in large bureaucracies can relate to, unsuccessful. He just couldn't get it up in the air. Nobody responded to his requests for technical help, what have you. Yeah, okay, all right.
This might get into some finger-pointing that always happens where one side blames the other. I don't know.
It goes on. A local Butler police officer involved in the advance planning described the July 11th site walkthrough as incredibly disorganized, with no coordination, really just people milling about. I felt like there was no plan.
I'm holding back. And I shouldn't. There are a lot of aspects. There are several things we've talked about already today that share the same characteristic. They are absolutely familiar to anyone who's ever been part of an organization that has gotten so bureaucratic, so hidebound, so sclerotic. If I'm going to break out my thesaurus, it no longer has the agility it will take to survive and thrive. And will probably just slowly decay or something. Whether it's our military, our intelligence services, the Secret Service, we're no longer agile enough.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Things just get just so thick and tied down with regulations and comfort and all kinds of different things.
Yeah, we're still studying how to do that. Well, there's like 20 companies over there who are doing it great and have been for some time. And in fact, they're innovating. They're like three steps beyond where they were when they started 2 years ago. We're still studying how we can. I think we've all seen that sort of thing. And the fact that our beloved republic may be in that state is a little disturbing.
Senator Rand Paul spoke to that very sort of thing about the Secret Service report.
But, you know, we released the report today of what we've seen so far with the first assassination attempt, and it's a compilation. It's a tragedy of errors, just one after another, any one of which would be significant enough to remove that person from ever doing this job again. I mean, human error has to be fixed by removing the humans in charge. And instead, we're going to throw money at it. You know, we're going to do a spending bill this week, throw money at the Secret Service. But I'm not sure that's the best thing to do. I think you have to fix the human errors that are occurring. And there were dozens of human errors in the first assassination. And I think we'll find the same with the second.
Assassination attempt. He did the same thing I did. There aren't multiple assassinations. That would be weird.
There's no point in it.
So the top person from the Secret Service, as we all remember, whatever her name was, she got forced out, but she wasn't going to go, but she got forced out. But nobody else, according to this report, has either been fired or reassigned.
So good news and bad news here. The good news is that in a matter like this that's of obvious national security importance, it appears that everybody's dropped their partisan playbook, at least to some extent, and is working together on the problem because it obviously affects folks of both parties and the stability of the nation and our very political system. And that's good. The bad news is that just makes it all the more clear that so much of the crazed partisan posturing is utterly insincere and just showboating for the cameras. Like Chuck Schumer, for instance, is an extremely bright man, but he is as phony as a $4 bill and is just utterly, utterly cynical and will tear down the institutions of this country to gain momentary power. And he knows it. But anyway, at least they're coming together on this. Part of the reason I say that is Wall Street Journal characterizes it as many missed opportunities, security failures, said Senator Gary Peters, Democrat of Michigan, who happens to be chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, quote, every single one of those failures was preventable, and the consequences of those failures were dire. It is every bit as miserable and incompetent as a set of failures as it seemed to be the next day.
Yeah, it's the troubling thing, and it's been this way since the beginning, is I think everybody would excuse the Iranians found a way to hack into a computer that simulated a blah, 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 and they
and
had
put
a
chip in the brain of an innocent man, something, something, James Bond.
No, an idiot climbing on the roof in plain sight with a gun and police seeing him saying, that guy's got a gun, and, you know, everything that happened. That's a little hard to take.
So the bottom line is they mostly didn't know what they were doing, and to the extent that they knew what they were doing, they didn't do it. And that's the vaunted Secret Service, at least the folks there that day. Good Lord.
Yeah, well, you hope it gets fixed.
Yeah, I hope for a pony under the Christmas tree, too. Have to be a very high-clearance tree.
First of all...
You wouldn't put the pony under the tree. I mean, unless it's like
I feel like you should get a bigger horse than a pony. And you're
old, lead of ponies.
And you're older than the average pony getter. So I don't even know
the would be pony recipient.
So while you're hoping for a pony, it would be odd for anyone to get you a pony.
Right, right. Plus, I'd have to check the HOA regulations.
Yeah, you live a suburban lifestyle. It's not that pony heavy.
You don't see a lot of equestrians.
Well, or ponies especially.
In their backyard.
It'd be one thing to have a full-grown horse.
Right, yeah.
Joe Getty, the guy who lives down on the corner, has a pony he rides around. What?
How about a donkey? Could I ride a donkey? I weigh just under 200 pounds.
We've seen the look on that poor pony's face, straining under the weight, trying to carry him down the street. He looks miserable.
The man's a monster.
I feel like we should get PETA involved.
You could rescue that pony.
You absolutely could ride a donkey.
Oh, okay. All right. Super. So we've settled that. I'm trying to decide, excuse me, what to go into next and subsequent to that, just because I don't want to be entirely, you know...
World's coming to an end?
Head in hands discouraged.
Sure.
But there's a lot that seems to have that flavor. I could give you just a very brief idea. The anti-Semitism on college campuses and the left radicalism of college campuses, that has abated not an iota. It has not receded that with no good. There have been efforts, very preliminary efforts to somehow reinstate a little sanity on our college campuses. And oh boy. The culture of far-left Marxist thought is thoroughly entrenched and not going anywhere. Yeah, we booted out a couple of Marxist university president babes. Please, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. So that fight is ongoing.
There are some new stories out about P. Diddy's freak-off parties that are horrific. I mean, just amazing. I don't even know if I want to talk about them. But
he's a monster.
He is a
absolutely
monster.
A monster.
Woo. Lots on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-626-2153. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-626-2153. That's 800-626-2153.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, football fans, the season is finally here. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, former NFL player and now best-selling author and star in a new documentary film called The Retirement Deception. I want you to watch this film at no cost because I believe America needs to know the truth about retirement. Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. In football, the basics, blocking and tackling, are what wins games. In retirement, protection and income are the key to your success. You don't retire on your nest egg, you retire on the income it can produce. This film shows you exactly how to create more income and protect yourself from the chaos and unnecessary fees of Wall Street. Call today to get your free streaming code to watch The Retirement Deception. You can also schedule a 10-minute call with one of our retirement experts. I think you'd agree, 30 years of saving for retirement is probably worth a 10-minute call to make sure you're doing all you can to protect it. Call 833-359-6819. That's 833-359-6819. 833-359-6819. Mitch Lyons Wealth, your best game plan to protect, grow, and win retirement.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary fact right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The National Toy Hall of Fame last week announced this year's finalists for induction into the museum, while Dad's announced the finalists for the National That's Not a Toy Hall of Fame. First inductee, the thermostat.
I don't know why I like that. And I got distracted. Michael, you paid my shambuzy. Bar song, number one song in the country. That's a good tune. This is the number one country song in America right now. Tell me it's just not pop music. Which is fine.
Sounds like, you know, modern adult pop.
Yeah, and it's a very cool song. I like it, but I don't even know what qualifies for country music or why there's a differentiation or what, but whatever. I like girls in jeans and boots, so that's all that matters to me. Oh, and I've got some, speaking of that, I got some important breaking news. This might be the dumbest breaking news I've ever seen. Ancestry.com has found Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus are seventh cousins.
Wow. Wait a minute. Makes you stop and think.
It does. It does. Well, in that part of the country, everybody's seventh cousins, right?
Oh, wait a minute now. Wow. Trafficking in the coarsest of stereotypes. That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Wow, okay. So I just came across something that Tim Walz, one of his Department of Education top appointees in Minnesota, had advocated for the destruction of the United States. More on the state of education in the U.S. coming up later.
I saw that on National Review. That will, you know, for the sort of person that looks at right-wing news, you'll hear that. They won't be asked to answer for that at all. If J.D. Vance had somebody in his orbit with those extreme views, he'd be asked 1,000 times over the next 2 weeks about
right.
that.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's this Harris campaign aide who semi-famously is saying she's not going to have children because of climate change.
Oh, God, you people are so dumb.
I know, yeah, you really are delusional and dumb, and you're cowards, which I'll get to in just a moment. But Kamala Thorndike, climate engagement director for Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, you know, we don't have a climate engagement director, do we? We really should. Right. I mean, we're totally unengaged from the climate as a radio show, as a podcast.
We better have one on the payroll by the end of the week.
At least get an intern, right? She says fear of climate change is factored into her hesitation to have children. Quote, it's partly from a place of love for my hypothetical child, she said. I want to protect them from suffering.
You can't go by that sentence so quickly. What did she say?
Well, the next couple of sentences really rounded out, but it's coming partly from a place of love for my hypothetical child.
Wow.
I want to protect them from suffering. Not that life is ever free from suffering, but what if the joys and peace and goodness that make me happiest to be alive will be accessible in 20, 30, or 40 years? Sister, all of it. It'll change slightly. It'll be fine. Shut up. You are so self-obsessed. And so the egotism. And I've said this for a long time about people who say, these are the end times. It's been prophesied. We are the people who will be whisked up to heaven. There's such egotism in that. Every single generation thinks that. Every single generation thinks, oh, I can't bring a child into this world. Well, actually, that's a modern phenomenon. But your kid will be fine. Your kid will be smart, adaptable, creative, feel the same joys and pains as you do, and they'll figure it out. You coward.
I think my kids are heading into a much more difficult world than I grew up in. But on the list of things I'm concerned with them having to deal with, climate change doesn't even make the list. It's interesting that you're not going to have a kid because of that issue specifically. I have many things I'm concerned about, the world they're going to grow up in, but not climate change.
How dare you!
So in 25 years, you have a conversation with your kids saying, yeah, you know, back when they were building houses 50 years ago, the roofs were made of this. Now they're sturdier because there are more storms. I mean, that'll be it.
Well, it's out of love for my hypothetical child that I do this.
All right. Oh, little hypothetical Johnny. He's such a little scallywag. He's very obedient till your back is turned, then hypothetical Johnny, oh my goodness, face full of chocolate. Oh, he's such a cute little fella.
Had his hypothetical hand in the imaginary cookie jar again.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, and that hypothetical day when he graduated from middle school and he wore his little tie hypothetically.
Of course you'd have
to. That was hypothetically so moving.
You'd have to find a hypothetical man who'd want to hypothetically impregnate you, which it might be a difficult also.
Oh, now that's an untoward shot.
Yeah, well, brilliant, I probably should.
Brilliant essay by Daniel Franz in the National Review. Shame on those who perpetuate the myth it's wrong to have children in the age of climate change. Maybe we'll get to that later, because it is shameful and stupid.
Armstrong and Getty.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your role fast. which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't think we need a wider war in the Middle East. That's not what I'm looking for.
Why would you be looking for that? You know what I'd love? A wider war in the Middle East. Well, now that a wider war has broken out in the Middle East, this is President Biden yesterday talking about what we're going to do about it.
We're going to do everything we can to keep the wider war from breaking out.
How f***ing wide does this war have to be before we call it a wider? Without Turkey, it's still technically in the margins. Look, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a wide war until it includes Mongolian archers. Come on! What are we doing?
I love humor as political criticism so much.
And John Stewart, so much. While he and I don't agree on a thing in the world, politics-wise, is so brilliant at getting to the root of so many things.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's back on
the truthlessness, the foolishness of that sort of speech and political statement. They're everywhere all the time.
Right.
And they deserve to be punctured.
Yeah, and only comedians do that for some reason. Only comedians do it. The news doesn't, like, jump in with a clear, by most people's definition, it's already a wider war. For instance, Hezbollah fired...
Some have claimed that the width of the war is already considerable. That's not as good.
Hezbollah fired a ballistic missile at Tel Aviv overnight, specifically at the Israeli spy agency Mossad. That's what they say they were targeting. Now, Israel's amazing defenses were able to knock down the missile. But so there's a difference between a missile and a rocket. A missile can do way, 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 way more damage than these little rockets that they're constantly firing. Not that a rocket couldn't kill you. A rocket killed 12 kids playing soccer about a month ago in a field.
Yeah.
But the missile could do serious damage, like bring down big buildings and everything like that. It is the most aggressive act by Hezbollah yet to fire a missile actually at Tel Aviv like this. And so I don't know at what point you have to say the wider war is happening.
We're not looking for a wider war in the region. Please.
Wall Street Journal says the fact that only one missile was used when they've got hundreds, as you mentioned yesterday, they got thousands of these things. The fact that one missile was used and that it was targeting Mossad suggests the attack was intended to be a symbolic retaliation rather than a formal declaration of war. Of course, that's the weird thing of the other guy gets to swing at your face or swing a bat at you over and over again because you have quick reflexes and it always misses. But he just gets to keep swinging a bat at your head.
And you can't accuse him of trying to bash in your head because it hasn't happened yet.
Or you can't punch him back. Or everybody say, hey, what'd you do punching that guy?
Hey, I was going to turn my gaze briefly to the UN, Michael. So why don't we play? We've got a Greg Gutfeld joke, right? Speaking of political humor about the Iranian president at the UN, Seven.
The president of Iran also addressed the UN, asking leaders from all over the world to put aside their differences. He then led the entire assembly in a rousing performance of Death to America. But in a sign of goodwill, Israel presented him with a monogrammed pager. Yeah.
That's amusing. So, yeah, the UN is having their giant annual meeting where all the heavyweights go there and make their speeches. A buddy of mine has got a work thing in New York this week, and he said he's way the hell out. He's got to, like, go an hour and a half to get to where he needs to go because you can't touch a hotel room for less than $900 anywhere near Manhattan, $900 a night. Anyway. And traffic is just a nightmare as they get there to do nothing.
Right. The Iranian president coming out and saying that, you know, we don't want any conflict or everybody needs to calm down or all these different sorts of things. The UN get together is a freak off party. It really is.
In a way.
And yeah. Putin said the other day about nobody wants a wider war in the Middle East. That wouldn't be good for anybody. I mean, just what?
How do y'all sit there and listen to that?
I know.
And not warm up some tar and gather some feathers. Seriously.
He's got to throw back his head in laughter when those reports make it to U.S. news. I just attacked a country. I'm killing people left and right. And then I put out a statement that says war would be bad for everyone. And the U.S. media prints it. Seriously.
Can you believe how stupid these people are, Ivan? I'm telling you.
Iran supplying me weapons to kill Ukrainian children. And vice versa.
I've got so much interesting stuff. I got to squeeze it in if I can. But speaking of the UN, so I love this. International efforts to isolate and punish Israel for its conduct in Gaza is one of the top topics at the UN right now. World leaders are gathering and they're debating various condemnations and resolutions and so-called legal cases to be brought before UN courts, whatever all those are. But even if it passes, nothing happens. And the journal makes it clear that and I love this, the failures of these efforts to, and see if you can translate this into regular people talk as I read it to you. The failures of these efforts underscore the limitations of the UN, where countries can easily vote for resolutions against Israel's government, for instance, without severing diplomatic ties or imposing other consequences on the nation.
Right. We can't.
And they go through a list of countries that are saying, oh, this must stop, but are doing lots and lots of business relations and the rest
of
it.
Right.
It's as if it's a meaningless debating society.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, that's low level. Remember back in the day when our good friend France was doing business with Saddam Hussein while they were signing off on all these resolutions to punish him? Right. So, yeah, come on.
I love this. Richard Gowans, an expert for the UN, on the UN, rather, for the International Crisis Group, which is a Brussels-based think tank. If you were to make the mistake of confusing the UN with the world, then Israel does look enormously isolated. People are using their UN appearances to criticize Israel, but cover up the fact that they're not really taking any sort of actions that would penalize Israel. It's just laughable. It's just ridiculous. It's just a show. An emperor has no, you know what it is? It's a convention hall full of emperors, none of whom are wearing any clothes, congratulating each other on their splendor.
I find it offensive the way they posture and strut around New York as if they're so important in doing the high-minded, work of the planet. Whatever.
With their $20,000 dinners and their $500 bottles of wine and their diplomatic plates and immunity and
being
all.
Limoed around from their super crazy fancy hotel to a super crazy fancy restaurant and then giving speeches about the world and accomplishing freaking nothing while people die in the real world and it needs to be dealt with.
Tar, comma, feathers. Do you want some really interesting background on the whole Hezbollah thing? I have it for you.
Sure.
I mean, we could do it now, or we could break on time for once in our lives.
We could do that.
Just really enjoy it. Really take our time. A slow ride, as Fogg had put it in the 70s.
I also want to talk about Brett Favre's big announcement yesterday. One of my favorite NFL players of all time to watch, Brett Favre. Announcing he has Parkinson's and it being tied to all the blows to the head he took playing that sport. And once again, that issue is front and center.
Yeah, there was recently a very carefully done survey of former NFL players asking them about various symptoms and problems and all. The number of the guys who are suffering from CTE will shock you.
Yeah, it's so high that you wonder why there aren't more early retirements. Like, I'll play for 5 years till my family's set up financially and then I'm out.
You're going to see a hell of a lot more of that.
You think?
And part of it has to do with longevity, modern longevity. And I'm not willing to say the shocking prevalence of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and other syndromes isn't environmentally caused, at least in part, because I think we're going to find out something about microplastics or whatever in the future and realize what a disaster it's been. I really believe that. Having said that, though, there are a lot of things that are now getting exposed because people live so long.
Mm.
And it just, you'd never get a chance to get the symptoms of X, Y, or Z because you're dead from heart disease long before they could manifest themselves until very recently.
That's all 100% true. On the other hand, Brett Favre's in his early 50s and took 1,000 or more concussions, he believes. Whoa.
Yeah, it's a crazy number.
So we got lots to talk about today.
Yeah, including the background of Hezbollah. Stay with us.
Hey there, construction pros. Need to find, bid, and win more work? Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, Construct Connect can help. Our software offers 1.4 million active project leads in over 400 markets across the U.S. and Canada. With daily alerts, industry insights, and accurate takeoffs, you can make better decisions faster. Visit ConstructConnect.com/radio today. Again, that's ConstructConnect.com/radio. Construct Connect. Construction starts here.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
With all the uncertainty in the economy, the pre-election wobbles, is my money really safe? That's when I discovered the power of a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. It's a tangible asset that can help protect your wealth when times get tough. And with Noble Gold Investments, it was so easy to roll over my existing IRA into a self-directed gold IRA. Their experts guided me through every step. I diversified my retirement portfolio with something real. Don't wait for the election uncertainty to threaten your financial security. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Oh, and hear this. They're giving away up to 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com now and use the promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kamala Harris is going to unveil her economic plan today. I'm relatively convinced that policy is not playing a role in this election. I just don't think it is going to be the deciding factor. So I don't think it makes any difference, but we can talk about that later.
Also, yeah, I do want to talk about that later.
Also, wow, I listened to the guy who started the AI program for Google, one of the world's leading Google experts, on a podcast yesterday. He said some really astounding stuff, whether it's true or not, and we'll discuss that later. Yeesh.
All right, fair enough. So back at least briefly to the Middle East, I found this very interesting. I think you might, too. A little background on the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Which is about in southern Lebanon. They were founded in the early 80s with training from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Hezbollah emerged out of a movement of Lebanese Shiites aiming to drive Israeli forces out after they invaded Lebanon in 1982 because they kept getting attacked. The group's kidnappings and bombings, including the deadly 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine Corps barracks in Beirut, caused the U.S. and European Union to designate a terrorist group. And they actually achieved their goal in 2000 when Israel withdrew its forces from Lebanon.
So Menachem Begin went in. A lot of people thought that was a mistake, whether it was or not. Then Ehud Barak, I believe, pulled out, which is now looked at as a mistake by many people. I don't know.
Right. So this has all been going on for a very long time. But as Hezbollah grew, it became a large political party which controls seats in Lebanon's parliament and cabinet. So you've got to get past your Western world American understanding of government politics and military. It is a political party that has an army and lots of missiles, and it's financed by Iran and, you know, as an emailer pointed out, indirectly by the United States, the Biden administration, because we have allowed Iran to thrive economically in a way that the Trump administration absolutely didn't. Anyway, so Hezbollah frequently clashed with Israeli forces as it was growing into a large political party, but the two sides managed the conflict with unspoken rules of engagement, allowing them to exchange fire and have kind of an uneasy status quo. But in 2006, there was another war that reset those rules. It started after Hezbollah ambushed an Israeli military patrol, came across the border, killed two soldiers and captured three. Five more were then killed in an Israeli rescue mission. Probably worth mentioning, Hezbollah takes hostages a lot, and they rape them and torture them. They're very much like Hamas in that way. Israel retaliated with overwhelming force.
As long as we're not escalating, that's the important.
Israel retaliated with overwhelming force, blocking Lebanon by sea, blockading rather, and bombing the runways at Beirut's airport while its airplanes struck roads and bridges. Israel also bombed Beirut's densely populated southern suburbs in hopes of hitting Hezbollah's headquarters. Despite its overwhelming military power, however, Israel reached the brink of military disaster after it launched a ground invasion of southern Lebanon, aiming to push Hezbollah north of the Litani River. Using guerrilla tactics, Hezbollah inflicted significant casualties on Israeli forces, deploying anti-tank missiles to pierce the armor of 20 tanks and kill 24 tank crew members. They also rained rockets down, and this went on for quite some time before the Israelis decided, all right, this is not to our advantage. We're going to withdraw right. and just and hold them back with our superior forces.
I believe that was Sharon, who is a hard ass, but... as Leon Panetta said the other day, our former Secretary of Defense, this thing will end, as it has in the past, when both sides are exhausted. Because that's what happened there. Both sides were like, I give, you give, yeah, I give too, and then it ends.
Well said, yeah. Then I came across this analyst, Saul Sadka, who studies the region and has for years. He says, I almost feel bad for Hezbollah. They've spent the 18 years since the Second Lebanon War preparing for this day. They dug bunkers and tunnels, turned bedrooms into missile silos, and mosques into fortifications. And there's a really interesting informative video attached to this, which we will post. We'll post the whole string at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links so you can look at it later. There are some really interesting visuals. But he writes, now we see how Israel's strategy is played out. Israel knows all of the above about the hiding this, that, and the other there. And knows that Iran knows it too. Hezbollah does not pose a strategic challenge to Israel. It can sting Israel badly, but like a wasp, it will then die. Actually, that's more like a honeybee. Wasps live. Anyway, never mind his lack of entomological knowledge. We'll get past that.
If you're going to use a metaphor like that, they'll get your bees right.
Yeah, you got to get your stingy bugs right. It's not a good look. Anyway, the hungry bear can focus on the near defenseless hive, Iran, once the stingers have been extracted. What Israel has been doing in the north for 10 months now is attriting Hezbollah. It's the same root word as attrition.
I assume. Anyway,
surveilling it, building detailed centimeter-level 3D LIDAR maps of every inch of its heartlands. Humans and AI have analyzed every olive tree, every field, and every mosque to identify weapons storage locations.
Have you seen these videos?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Oh. That's the visuals I was referring to.
And like a cow, it will hibernate until...
until the spring, when it will burst free from its egg. They concealed firing positions under bushes across Lebanon's hills and in the Bekaa Valley. They carefully redistributed their weapons. But in those 18 years, Israel's been working too. And the technological advances in that time have vastly increased Israel's edge. What the IDF is now confirmed in another video, there's no doubt they have unbelievable 3D models of every building in Lebanon. These incredibly advanced, aircraft mapped 3D maps that they have, every technology known to man. It's like when I was privileged to ride along in a nuclear submarine when my brother was, when he was the XO of one of America's wonderful, amazing submarines. I think they had something like four different kinds of sonar to assess water temperature, currents, opponents, you know, the sea floor, et cetera. And I was like, I didn't know there were four kinds. Well, Israel and their intelligence services have been using high-tech mapping, techniques to an extent that most of us have no idea that technology exists. But this analyst believes that if Israel decides to get really, really serious, Hezbollah is going to be shocked at how much they know.
Interesting.
Warfare, not insects.
Obviously. As long as there's not a wider war. I'm looking up at the Secretary of State is on CBS right now. Secretary of State Blinken on the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Fears of a widening war. All right. Israel is raining bombs down on Lebanon. 100-some fighter jets over the weekend. Hezbollah just fired the first missile ever at Tel Aviv. I think we're at the widening war.
It's like watching a folk dance where the guide says, now you'll see the man cross his arms and kick his leg twice. That's an indication of a fertility ritual. It's like, can somebody explain why these people are saying this idiotic stuff? Because it plainly does not mean what it ought to mean.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.